Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Charlie. From Deacon to you.
Nice.
Can I tell you, I'm like literally tearing up right now.
Keep it
that
together.
That was amazing.
I didn't buy her anything, so that's her gift.
I'm glad I could help you out there.
You really
You're his wingman. Right.
You totally bailed me out. All right, I know you have Nashville questions. Go.
I've got to tell you, from day one, I was Team Deacon. My husband, that's another story, but I was Team Deacon. So I want to know like some gritty details from the set or what, something cool that happens in Nashville behind the scenes.
Gritty or cool? Let me think about that. I would say the coolest thing for me is this city and the way that we are all over it. I don't know if you've been to Nashville, have you?
It's been a long time.
Oh, you got to get back here. But I guess our show's as close as you can get because we have literally shot all over this city. If you just took a highlighter pen and colored all the different places we've been, when you drive around, it's crazy. That's why we're here. People always ask, do you shoot some of it in Nashville? Like, we shoot every single bit of it in Nashville. I have given over the last couple of years, I've raised some money for Leukemia Lymphoma Society, given a bus tour of Deacon's Nashville. And we just get on this bus and put on some music from the show and drive past all these places that you, being a fan, would recognize in a second. There's the steps that Deacon and Raina met on. There's the Bluebird. There's the bridge they stand on. So I think it's pretty cool that the way this city is one of, it's not just a set, it's like a character on the show.
That's so cool. Okay, and one more Nashville question, and then I promise I'll stop. But
no,
I know
please.
You can't say too much, but is Deacon going to make it out of this okay?
Well, that is a writer's question. It's more than an actor's question. I'm in the mercy of our creators and writers who have been doing such a fantastic job so far, obviously. I think that's the whole question, what you just asked there. The way I look at it is, Raina made Deacon strong, or helped Deacon get strong. He's always, faced his demons and gone through these tough situations where maybe he wasn't strong. He got strong for Raina, and now the question is, can he survive? Did she make him just strong enough to survive with her, or did she make him strong enough that he can even survive without her? He better, because he's got these girls now and a lot of people depending on him. So I hope so. I think the four seasons, the four and a half seasons before now, we're all part of that transition to somebody that maybe could be a little stronger. So I hope so.
For the show that's Saturday night, are you going to perform? Is it all original stuff, or are we going to hear some songs from the show?
We definitely, Claire Bowen and I, Claire, of course, plays Scarlett, my niece on the show. She's a fantastic performer in her own right. And we do both is the answer, which is the
awesome.
Fun part of it. I mean, people, they get to see some of the songs they love from the show. I'll definitely be doing that. And then a lot of them by now know who we are just through social media and just through getting our music. So it's a combination, maybe even a cover or two. But there's a whole lot of Nashville in these shows, believe me.
You're so talented singing on the show and then able to sing at a concert, That's amazing.
Well, I really appreciate that. That's one of the most amazing things about this show for me is that I started off in music and writing music and playing it, and I became an actor. And I always thought that maybe I'd get to do both together. I didn't know it would take quite this long, but I never actually imagined it would be quite this perfect either. My wife always says that if I'd written a list of everything I wanted in a show, I would have missed half of the stuff that comes through this. And one of my favorites is hopping on a tour bus with Claire and going off on a weekend, and especially playing such a great theater in such a great town. Mm-hmm. I am sort of was early on back in college. I was a big fan of this place called Athens, Georgia, where all that music was coming out of. I have never been there, so I'm thrilled to be going there and to play at that, this great Georgia theater. Mm-hmm. And it really turns into a party. And one thing I should say is I love to meet and greet afterwards. If you're hanging around, you want to say hi, I'll be there.
That is so cool.
I could say hi to everybody.
Yeah, the Georgia Theater, a pretty legendary venue in downtown Athens. It actually burned down and they rebuilt it. And it's super nice now. They got a nice rooftop bar and everything. So I think you'll enjoy that. And when you're on stage, remember to drop a Go Dogs.
I'm going to write that down right now.
Definitely.
I appreciate that. That was your gift to me. You gave her the birthday song, and I got the free advice.
Or how about them dogs?
There we go. That sounds more like it. Okay. Well, I will absolutely definitely be yelling that at some point when we need a little quick jolt of energy. I've heard the results of that before.
I'm trying to get back to this drama on the set. I mean, you can't give us any juicy details or nothing crazy.
I'm trying to think. Some sort of
we know Connie's a troublemaker. That's all right.
That's true. We've had a good time over the years. She's pretty hilarious. I'll tell you one funny thing is there's a couple guys on the set a couple crew members that every year would find Connie would be standing on the set waiting for a scene, and she'd be looking at her phone and not really paying attention or looking at a script and getting ready for the next scene. And they would sneak up beside her with elf costumes on her and holding wreaths and giant signs that said Merry Christmas and sort of photobomb a quick picture before she even realized she was in it.
What?
And then they would release that as their Christmas card. And they did that every year for 4 years. There were Easter cards and Christmas cards. And not in one single one of them was Connie aware she was being photographed.
That is amazing. Favorite.
Charles Esten, Deacon from the show Nashville. You used to be on Whose Line Is It Anyway? So what's more nerve-wracking to do on stage, comedy or music?
In terms of nerve-wracking, I could see what you mean about comedy, but we would go out on the road, and we toured for years doing that. And so you reach a point where it wasn't really nerve-wracking for me. It started, when I first started off, comedy, you're always being judged moment to moment. They're laughing or they're not. And if they're not, it's brutal. And if they're not and it's improv, it's extra brutal because you don't have anything up your sleeve. I think that thrill, that thing you're talking about, that those nerves things, is why I ended up doing all of this in the first place. I told my kids, I go, if you can get to do a job where you find that kind of excitement, on the negative side, it's nerves, but on the positive side, it's just electricity that's going through to you.
Have you ever said anything goofy on stage because you were nervous or falling down or something?
Oh my gosh. I was, Dierks Bentley was playing a concert here in the middle of Nashville. It was an outdoor concert, and I was opening for him. I was on right before him. I went out in my boots, and it had been raining on the stage.
Oh no.
And I went running out on stage. I was so excited to get out there, and I was just trying to whoop this crowd up. So I go running out on stage where the music's playing, and I know my cue to stand in front of that mic and sing that first line. And I go running on out there, and I tried to step on a dime at the mic, and the boots just came out from under me. And I swear to you, it was like slow motion. I go up in the air, and my boots are above my head.
Oh.
They went so high up in the air. And I remind you, I got an acoustic guitar strapped around my back. And I go straight up into the air, as slow motion as you can. And I'm thinking to myself, you're about to eat it hard in front of all these people. And I just held onto that guitar for dear life, didn't throw my arms back or anything, somehow rounded my back and kept the back of my head off the stage and landed flat, cleanly flat on my back. your pride instinct kicks in and starts beating your pain instinct. And I hopped up so quick, my band couldn't even believe it. They thought they were going to have to get a stretcher. But instead, I get up I know what I did. I ran over to the, grabbed a towel off the drum stool, and then I pretended to drive the space in front of where the microphone was, and I got up and I started singing the song.
Thank you so, so much.
Oh, you are very, very welcome. I want to mention one more thing, if it's all right with you, that for anybody that would like to come out, as I said, we're going to meet and greet afterwards, and I'm going to play a bunch of songs from the show, which you can obviously get on iTunes now if you want to catch up with Nashville music. But also, there's a whole lot of my music. I've been putting out a brand new single every single Friday. I said I'm going to start putting out singles every Friday, and I've been doing that. I just put out my 33rd single in a row, 33 consecutive singles, weekly singles. So those are all available on iTunes, and those are the songs I'll be singing myself, a whole bunch of those.